Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the home, our home. It's very good to see everyone here tonight. See some new faces. That's always exciting. You're our honored guests. We're very pleased to have you with us. See some people. I know there's a lot of folks traveling. We have some folks traveling in as well. It's good to see my son and his beautiful bride, and you know, you all know that they're expecting soon. We're so excited. Tonight we're going to have a celebration of Christmas, the birth of Christ, and we're going to look at inwardly anyway, what it means, this whole thing we call life, the newness of it, sometimes the oldness of it, the impact it has on one another. As we sing praise songs to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I pray that he will be with each and every one of you to penetrate your hearts and your souls and your minds and bring you a little bit closer to him.
Hi. This is a poem by Longfellow. You may have heard it sung as a carol, but I'm going to read it to you at this point. I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world resolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a cheer, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then from each black accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. It was as if an earthquake rent the hearthstones of a continent and made forlorn the households born of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, of oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of peace instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. For his name, by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior.
Sing with me.
To us a child of hope is born, to us a son is given. Him shall the tribes of earth obey, him all the hosts of heaven. Him shall the tribes of earth obey. Shall be the prince. of peace forevermore adored. The wonderful, the counselor, the great and mighty Lord. The wonderful, the counselor, the great and mighty Lord. His power increasing shall prevail, his reign no end shall know. Justice shall guard his throne above, and peace abound below. Justice shall guard his throne above, and peace abound below.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be.
But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
"How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin."
The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born, will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail."
"I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God. My soul.
Mighty.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with his with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the angels said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is to come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds all were watching while seated on the ground. A light from heaven descended and glory shone around. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The light shone in the heavens to cover that Jesus Christ is born.
You might recognize that I'm not Tony. Tony was sick this evening, thankfully not COVID. I think he's just got the regular cold, so this is not Tony's message either, so you can't blame him for this. In their introduction, we mentioned life. What does it really mean? You know, this is a season of being with family, reminiscing, giving gifts, showing love and compassion to our neighbors. And as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, I wonder, do we fully understand what that means? Why is it so important? Have you ever pondered, what's the meaning of life? What does it mean to even be alive? Is it only temporary? In Genesis 2 and 7, we read that the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living creature. So God gave us life. God gave us purpose. In Genesis 2:15, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. We rebelled. In Romans 2:23, for we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And of course, there's consequences to our actions. Romans 6:23 tells us that for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This thing that we think of when we talk about death is temporary. But everlasting life is permanent for everyone. In Luke 16:19, we read the story about the rich man who lived a life of luxury and the beggar who was longing to eat the scraps from that rich man's table. They both died and they were both buried. The beggar was escorted to heaven to Abraham, while the rich man was taken to Hades. The rich man suffered in torment while the beggar was comforted. And there was a great chasm between them so that neither could cross over. You see, everybody lives eternally. The question is where? What side of that chasm will you choose to be? Well, God loves us and desires to be with us. In John 6, verse 40, we're told that for this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. And so God had a plan to accomplish this. In John 3:16, we all know this one, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And in Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God. God gave us Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. As we ponder this in our own lives, it's important that we understand the consequences. Our consequences are eternal. But if you've been washed in the blood of Christ, when judgment day comes, it will be Christ that is seen, because he clothes us in his righteousness. Let us continue celebrating the birth of our Savior and the promise of everlasting life. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we are blessed beyond all measure to be able to live in this country where we can come and worship you without fear of retribution, that we can live our lives with freedom of choice. I pray, Lord, that you guide our every footsteps, that you're with us by our side to help us make the right decisions and the right choices in our lives, so that as we meet one another, we're able to show your love and your compassion and all the wonderful gifts that you provide us, we can use to help those around us. Lord, I pray that each one of us tonight takes a moment to look inward, where their life has been and where it's going, and that they recognize, Lord, that Jesus is the way, the only way, to make amends and to have that promise of eternal life. And it is in his precious name we pray. Amen. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding with justice and righteousness from the time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, you, out of you will come for me, one who will be the ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times.
See, the virgin is delivered in a cold and crowded stall. Mirror of the Father's glory lies beside her in the straw. He is mercy's incarnation. Marvel at this miracle, for the virgin gently holds the glorious impossible. Love has come to walk on water, turn the water into wine, touch the leper, bless the children, both the human and divine. Praise the wisdom of the Father who has spoken through his Son. Speaking still, he calls us to the glorious impossible. Hallelujah! 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 Glorious impossible! Glorious impossible! He was bruised for our transgressions, him he bears eternal scars. He was raised for our salvation, and his righteousness is ours. Praise, oh praise him, praise the glory of his lavish grace so full. Lift your souls now and receive the glorious impossible. Hallelujah! 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 Glorious impossible! Glorious impossible! Praise, oh praise him, praise the glory of this lavish grace so full. Lift your souls now and receive the glorious impossible. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky us, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him."
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy light, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
sweetly be. Here came the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger when all our trials born to be our friend. He knows our need. Sweet hymns of joy in praiseful chorus raise we, let all within us praise His holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise His name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory evermore proclaim.
I found this quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer recently, and it just struck to me the heart of the message, because it doesn't stop at a little baby in a manger. But there are things that come from that. There are responsibilities we have as because of that. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "Jesus stands at the door knocking," Revelation 3:20. In total reality, He comes in the form of the beggar, of the dissolute human child in ragged clothes, asking for help. He confronts you and every person that you meet. As long as there are people, Christ will walk the earth as your neighbor, as the one through whom God calls you, speaks to you, makes demands on you. That is the great seriousness and the great blessedness of the Advent message. Christ is standing at the door. He lives in the form of a human being among us. Zechariah 9. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth.
Let's sing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room.
And heaven and nature sing.
Thank you for this evening. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your praise of salvation. We pray, Lord, tonight that peace will surround us, that your word will penetrate our souls, that when we leave this place, we'll be different than when we walked in, that when we see a beggar on the street, that we won't turn a blind eye. When we see a neighbor in need, we'll give, we'll help, we'll comfort, just as you do to us. Allow us, Lord, the courage to do unto those around us. We love you, Lord. It's in your Son's holy name we pray. Amen. There are cookies in the back. Stay. Fellowship and enjoy one another's company. Thank you again for coming tonight.